flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love when great people get good awards, you know, because a lot of times people who do the work, they go unnoticed. And so to see Ellie Wilson and the people at the Autism Society of Minnesota be recognized for Twin Cities Business Magazine for the work they do to help kids and adults with autism like mine. Oh, honey, I was just tickled pink. And so I had to invite her on the show to say again, congratulations, girlfriend. Job well done. Award well deserved.
Hey, likewise to you. We were in such good company, the two of us, weren't we?
Girl, we had us a time on Tuesday. Girl, look, my babies came and ate up all the meatballs. I'm sorry if you didn't get one. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. But, baby, we did those meatballs wrong. Do you hear me? Girl, I should have brought some Tupperware.
You know, next time, there are many awards for you in the future, Shaletta, and hopefully for us as well. But I loved seeing your kids there. That was such a special part for me.
Girl, and I know you almost cried when you saw how good they were doing. That's what's so amazing.
So good.
When you think of where we were when we came in your office, scared and crying and looking for services, to where they are now. They used to not be able to talk, give eye contact, hiding up under me, not engaging people. They were just all over the place Tuesday night at the Metropolitan Ballroom and talking to people and clapping and standing up when I call their name. Girl, I know there is a God just looking at these kids.
Well, you know, it's so sweet when a mom is so proud of her kids and her kids are so proud of her. You know, like, it was such a beautiful thing to see. It was so fun.
Okay, y'all got some stuff going on. Y'all not just resting on that award. Y'all back out in the community doing stuff. I was like, okay, you just got an award. You're supposed to put it up. You're supposed to hang out and not do nothing for a little bit. Y'all just, like, did not take a break.
No, our season, we're mid-exciting season at the Autism Society of Minnesota, and we've got an event to invite your community to tomorrow, Shaletta, tomorrow.
Yes, and this is an annual event. I want everybody who has someone that they love and know on the spectrum. It does not have to be your child. It could be your student. It could be someone that you provide therapy for. It could be someone in your church. It could be a niece or nephew or grandson or granddaughter. This event is for you. So, girl, tell us all about it.
Okay, so we're in a new spot this year. If you've been coming with us before, make sure you pay attention to this part, because we're going to be at the Rock Community Center in St. Louis Park. That's exactly a few blocks away from just the Target in St. Louis Park. It starts at 9 a.m. and goes until noon, and most importantly, it is completely free. We want everybody to join us at no cost. It's a family-friendly event, Shaletta, so we expect some people to come with their kids, as many kids as you'd like. There's going to be all kinds of community partners there, people who we at the Autism Society of Minnesota work with often and love, people who provide great home and community-based services or great inclusive opportunities around the Twin Cities. So those folks are going to be there playing games, providing activities, and making sure that people know about the services that are available to them throughout the summer and beyond. And then we're also having fun stuff. There's going to be a stage show, a bouncy house. There's going to be some face painting. There's food trucks that are going to join us this year. So we really hope that people come out. It's long before the rain. It'll be a nice overcast day. And much of the program is sheltered anyway in an open air shelter. So it's going to be a great time. We're looking forward to it.
That is Steps for Autism on tomorrow. The new location is The Rock, R-O-C, in St. Louis Park. So if you're trying to Google it, don't put the K on there because you're not going to find it. And it happens from 9 a.m. until noon. And, you know, you guys have just really taken it up a notch this year with these food trucks and all this other fun stuff while also still providing information. Talk to me about the planning because, girl, y'all just doing it this year.
I know. You know, we figured it was an opportunity with a new venue to really step up what we could provide. We want this event to stay with the community for many years to come. And we just thought, like, hey, let's go for it. This event does serve as a fundraiser to the Autism Society of Minnesota. So you will see that some people there either choose to make a donation of any size, or we're going to see some people coming out as teams for their loved ones on the spectrum. But again, we invite anybody to come, no price to actually participate in the activities. But you know, Shaletta, there's one more thing I want people to know, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
We are providing this fun, exciting environment for families to come so everything feels like a good time on a Sunday morning. But we know our community, and we also want you to know that we have all kinds of tools to support folks that might need to take a break or have a quiet space to be. We have things like social narratives and photos of the event center on our website so that if people need to look ahead of time, they can do that. So while it's going to be a party, know that we're still looking out for our number ones, our autistic community members. This party is for them.
And you do that so well. Because 1 in 34 Minnesotans has autism. It's the fastest growing developmental disability in the state. And talk to me about how the funds raised at Steps for Autism tomorrow are going to impact the 1 in 34 folks who are on the spectrum.
Well, thanks for asking, Shaletta. We at the Autism Society of Minnesota, we're a statewide organization, which means we serve the whole state, and we also serve the whole lifespan and the whole spectrum of disability and levels of support needs. So our community is broad, it is diverse, it is complex, and it is beautiful. And we have all kinds of services that we provide at the Autism Society of Minnesota that are not funded, by necessarily grants or the government or foundations. We need donations from the community in order to not only keep those programs running, but also extend them to those so many community members that you mentioned. This is a big group, and we got to serve them all.
Yes, we do. Okay, I've gotten a couple of texts from folks wanting to know where they can get more information. I know it's on your website. Go ahead and give it to them.
You got it. So our website is www.ausm.org. So it reads like www.awesome.org. You know I love that nickname, Shaletta.
I know you do, girl. I know you do. Okay, so you have to tell me because you love it so much. Did you come up with it? Because whenever I'm telling people, I'm like, yeah, Ellie came up with that. And so I need to know if I'm lying. I lying to people?
Maybe just this once. Don't stop lying, Shaletta. I love that. But I really shouldn't. You know, way back in the day, back in the 70s, we were originally the Autism Society of the Twin Cities.
Uh-huh.
But when I think we adopted the whole state and we began really trying to extend our services east, west, north, and south, that's when we became the Autism Society of Minnesota. And it's the best acronym in the world, the best marketing I never paid for. That's
yes, awesome. I have always loved it. Now, there are some parents out there who are listening to this show because they know I've got 3 kids with autism and my children are doing so much better, whether they have bought the books or they listen to the podcast or they've seen me at a workshop or out in community. When we come back, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to ask you to stick around with me for just a few minutes, but I don't want you to leave here without being able to tell these people about some of the resources and services that you can provide, because I want them to have the same help for their loved ones that I had for mine. We'll be back. It is 1:49. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. And we're continuing our conversation with Ellie Wilson from the Autism Society of Minnesota. She's joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Ellie, I just looked at my kids this morning. We were at Doors Open Minneapolis, the kickoff to the event this morning at a rooftop patio in downtown Minneapolis. And my kids were standing there listening to the mayor talk. And then they played cornhole. And then they had snacks. And then they were talking to people and telling them their names. And then they went to play with the mayor's kid. And I just, you know, and they were telling me they were hot. And the snacks didn't taste right because they put some salt on it. And, you know, and I thought, my God, how far we've come since the day we first moved to Minneapolis. When they couldn't look at me, they couldn't talk to me, they couldn't understand what I was saying. They were all in Pampers. All their food had to be pureed, and I had to feed it to them. They would play with their toys and not even realize if you had taken the toy from them. They would line up stuff and leave it there, and if you touched it, they'd fall out. And now I'm able to turn my back and have a conversation with somebody, and Daniel not try to bolt out the door or climb over the balcony. Something I did this morning was the answer to a prayer. And I just have to say thank you and everybody at the Autism Society of Minnesota, because when I came to you, I had three severely autistic children. I was broken. I didn't know where the resources were. I didn't know where the information was. I didn't know who to reach out to. And you all were there. So I didn't want to let you leave, girl, without you telling folks about some of the programs and services that you have available so they can get that help for their children or their grandchildren like I got help for mine.
That is so kind, Shaletta, and I hope and know that when you came to the Autism Society, just like all the other people we hope come and find us, you are received with love and understanding and acceptance, and we love to get people the resources they need so that they can grow and have access to, you know, the experiences and the community that they deserve. That's what it's all about. So we do that in a couple of different ways. Let's talk first about the things we do directly for autistic people and their families. Awesome is the home to a small team of mental health therapists. We do not provide intervention services for autism, but we do care very much about the intersection between autism and mental health. We got to take care of our mental health just like autistic people do. We have programs for information and referrals. Let's say you're looking for a certain type of service, or rather, you have a question or a challenge or a problem that you're not sure how to address, you can call us and we'll tell you not just what we think, but what other autistic members of the community think, so that you can hear about what kind of good experiences people have with all kinds of different community providers. We provide camps and community programs that are just about social exposure, being out in the community, being able to be fully supported while you try new things and broaden your horizons. We have conferences and workshops and support groups on all different kinds of topics for all different members of this community. You can trust that this is an organization that's going to take good care of you. But you know our other job, Shaletta, what might be the biggest job of all is to be out here trying to make Minnesota the best place for autistic and disabled people to live. And that means working really hard to come to great understanding and collaboration with legislators so that we can change policies that help make things more fair and accessible. And, you know, we need people's stories to do that. We need more people to come and, if nothing else, just share with us the things that have been successful or challenging for them, because we turn right around and march up to the Capitol and make sure that people know the stories of our community. We also are out here training, Shaletta. I will train anybody that will listen to us. If you are a business, we can train you to help be more inclusive of your employees or how to understand people who might be parents of autistic children like Shaletta is. If you are an emergency responder or a doctor or a nurse and you might recognize autism, but you don't necessarily know the strategies to make them feel calm and safe, that's something we can help you with. If you're a teacher, we can talk to you and your colleagues about how to be on the cutting edge of inclusion in the classroom and how to make sure we're valuing our students and giving them lots of great opportunities to be included in the school community. So, Shaletta, if you think it has to do with autism, we do it.
Yeah. And I just need to let you know that I keep running into people. I don't know if it's just folks are attracted to me or what's happening. But, girl, I could be at Walmart. I could be walking down the streets of downtown Minneapolis. I could be in Cottage Grove. And a parent will come up to me and say, you know what? I'm so happy that I moved here. I read your book. I saw your story. We followed you on social media. Somebody told me about some of the programs that they have in Minnesota, and we didn't have it in Texas or Louisiana or New Mexico or Arizona. And I talk to the governor all the time, and I want to tell you, too, I don't think you talk enough about the people who are moving to Minnesota with autistic children. Because of the work that you have done in the legislature, the work that you have done in community, the work that you have done with businesses, so that people are more inclusive of our children. You know, we just had an autism job fair on Wednesday afternoon over at Transitions Plus. Sean put it together, and you should have seen the companies, girl. We were beating them away because we didn't have enough room. And they wanted to come and hire these people with autism, adults and teens. And that is because of the work that you have done to erase the stigma. And I just have to say thank you for doing that.
Oh, Shaletta, everyone should know, and I think your listeners already do, but I'm going to tell them just in case. You are an incredible leader in our community. You're a leader as a mother and as a communications expert and a Black business owner, but you are also a leader in the autism advocacy space. That is a reflection of who we are at the Autism Society as well. There are autism societies around the United States. Our great colleagues who come from all over the country, they look up to us, and it's not something that we're competitive about, but we feel very proud that we often are really trying to innovate and to make Minnesota truly stand out as the leader that we want our community to be. And we think that inclusion that's for people with disabilities is a big part of the step towards being inclusive of everyone. So we know that we have a lot of allies out there. I just am grateful that you're helping them find us.
Yes, and you can find them tomorrow at The Rock in St. Louis Park. It's Steps for Autism. It kicks off at 9 a.m.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love when great people get good awards, you know, because a lot of times people who do the work, they go unnoticed. And so to see Ellie Wilson and the people at the Autism Society of Minnesota be recognized for Twin Cities Business Magazine for the work they do to help kids and adults with autism like mine. Oh, honey, I was just tickled pink. And so I had to invite her on the show to say again, congratulations, girlfriend. Job well done. Award well deserved.
Hey, likewise to you. We were in such good company, the two of us, weren't we?
Girl, we had us a time on Tuesday. Girl, look, my babies came and ate up all the meatballs. I'm sorry if you didn't get one. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. But, baby, we did those meatballs wrong. Do you hear me? Girl, I should have brought some Tupperware. I should have brought some Tupperware.
You know, next time, there are many awards for you in the future, Shaletta, and hopefully for us as well. But I loved seeing your kids there. That was such a special part for me.
Girl, and I know you almost cried when you saw how good they were doing. That's what's so amazing.
So good.
When you think of where we were when we came in your office, scared and crying and looking for services, to where they are now. They used to not be able to talk, give eye contact, hiding up under me, not engaging people. They were just all over the place Tuesday night at the Metropolitan Ballroom and talking to people and clapping and standing up when I called their name. Girl, I know there is a God just looking at these kids.
Well, you know, it's so sweet when a mom is so proud of her kids and her kids are so proud of her. You know, like, it was such a beautiful thing to see. It was so fun.
Okay, y'all got some stuff going on. Y'all not just resting on that award. Y'all back out in the community doing stuff. I was like, okay, you just got an award. You're supposed to put it up. You're supposed to hang out and not do nothing for a little bit. Y'all just, like, did not take a break.
No, our season, we're mid-exciting season at the Autism Society of Minnesota, and we've got an event to invite your community to tomorrow, Shaletta, tomorrow.
Yes, and this is an annual event. I want everybody who has someone that they love and know on the spectrum. It does not have to be your child. It could be your student. It could be someone that you provide therapy for. It could be someone in your church. It could be a niece or nephew or grandson or granddaughter. This event is for you. So, girl, tell us all about it.
Okay, so we're in a new spot this year. If you've been coming with us before, make sure you pay attention to this part, because we're going to be at the Rock Community Center in St. Louis Park. That's exactly a few blocks away from just the Target in St. Louis Park. It starts at 9 a.m. and goes until noon, and most importantly, it is completely free. We want everybody to join us at no cost. It's a family-friendly event, Shaletta, so we expect some people to come with their kids, as many kids as you'd like. There's going to be all kinds of community partners there, people who we at the Autism Society of Minnesota work with often and love, people who provide great home and community-based services or great inclusive opportunities around the Twin Cities. So those folks are going to be there playing games, providing activities, and making sure that people know about the services that are available to them throughout the summer and beyond. And then we're also having fun stuff. There's going to be a stage show, a bouncy house. There's going to be some face painting. There's food trucks that are going to join us this year. So we really hope that people come out. It's long before the rain. It'll be a nice overcast day, and much of the program is sheltered anyway in an open air shelter. So it's going to be a great time. We're looking forward to it.
That is Steps for Autism on tomorrow. The new location is the Rock, ROC, in St. Louis Park. So if you're trying to Google it, don't put the K on there, because you're not going to find it. And it happens from 9 a.m. until noon. And, you know, you guys have just really taken it up a notch this year with these food trucks and all this other fun stuff, while also still providing information. Talk to me about the planning, because, girl, y'all just doing it this year.
I know. You know, we figured it was an opportunity with a new venue to really step up what we could provide. We want this event to stay with the community for many years to come, and we just thought, like, hey, let's go for it. This event does serve as a fundraiser to the Autism Society of Minnesota, so you will see that some people there either choose to make a donation of any size, or we're going to see some people coming out as teams for their loved ones on the spectrum. But again, we invite anybody to come, no price to actually participate in the activities. But, you know, Shaletta, there's one more thing I want people to know, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
We are providing this fun, exciting environment for families to come, so everything feels like a good time on a Sunday morning. But we know our community, and we also want you to know that we have all kinds of tools to support folks that might need to take a break or have a quiet space to be. We have things like social narratives and photos of the event center on our website, so that if people need to look ahead of time, they can do that. So while it's going to be a party, know that we're still looking out for our number ones, our autistic community members. This party is for them.
And you do that so well. Because 1 in 34 Minnesotans has autism. It's the fastest growing developmental disability in the state. And talk to me about how the funds raised at Steps for Autism Tomorrow are going to impact the 1 in 34 folks who are on the spectrum.
Well, thanks for asking, Trilletta. We at the Autism Society of Minnesota, we're a statewide organization, which means we serve the whole state, and we also serve the whole lifespan and the whole spectrum of disability and levels of support needs. So our community is broad, it is diverse, it is complex, and it is beautiful. And we have all kinds of services that we provide at the Autism Society of Minnesota that are not funded, by necessarily grants or the government or foundations. We need donations from the community in order to not only keep those programs running, but also extend them to those so many community members that you mentioned. This is a big group, and we got to serve them all.
Yes, we do. Okay, I've gotten a couple of texts from folks wanting to know where they can get more information. I know it's on your website. Go ahead and give it to them.
You got it. So our website is www.ausm.org. So it reads like www.awesome.org. You know I love that nickname, Shaletta.
I know you do, girl. I know you do. Okay, so you have to tell me because you love it so much. Did you come up with it? Because whenever I'm telling people, I'm like, yeah, Ellie came up with that. And so I need to know if I'm lying. I lying to people?
Maybe just this once. Don't stop lying, Shaletta. I love that, but I really shouldn't. You know, way back in the day, back in the 70s, we were originally the Autism Society of the Twin Cities.
Uh-huh.
But when I think we adopted the whole state and we began really trying to extend our services east, west, north, and south, that's when we became the Autism Society of Minnesota. And it's the best acronym in the world, the best marketing I never paid for. That's
yes, awesome. I have always loved it. Now, there are some parents out there who are listening to this show because they know I've got three kids with autism and my children are doing so much better, whether they have bought the books or they listen to the podcast or they've seen me at a workshop or out in community. When we come back, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to ask you to stick around with me for just a few minutes, but I don't want you to leave here without being able to tell these people about some of the resources and services that you can provide, because I want them to have the same help for their loved ones that I had for mine. We'll be back. It is 1:49. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. And we're continuing our conversation with Ellie Wilson from the Autism Society of Minnesota. She's joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Ellie, I just looked at my kids this morning. We were at Doors Open Minneapolis, the kickoff to the event this morning at a rooftop patio in downtown Minneapolis. And my kids were standing there listening to the mayor talk. And then they played cornhole. And then they had snacks. And then they were talking to people and telling them their names. And then they went to play with the mayor's kid. And I just, you know, and they were telling me they were hot. And the snacks didn't taste right because they put some salt on it. And, you know, and I thought, my God, how far we've come since the day we first moved to Minneapolis, when they couldn't look at me, they couldn't talk to me, they couldn't understand what I was saying. They were all in Pampers. All their food had to be pureed, and I had to feed it to them. They would play with their toys and not even realize if you had taken the toy from them. They would line up stuff and leave it there, and if you touched it, they'd fall out. And now I'm able to turn my back and have a conversation with somebody, and Daniel not try to bolt out the door or climb over the balcony. Something I did this morning was the answer to a prayer. And I just have to say thank you and everybody at the Autism Society of Minnesota, because when I came to you, I had three severely autistic children. I was broken. I didn't know where the resources were. I didn't know where the information was. I didn't know who to reach out to. And you all were there. So I didn't want to let you leave, girl, without you telling folks about some of the programs and services that you have available so they can get that help for their children or their grandchildren like I got help for mine.
That is so kind, Shaletta, and I hope and know that when you came to the Autism Society, just like all the other people we hope come and find us, you are received with love and understanding and acceptance, and we love to get people the resources they need so that they can grow and have access to, you know, the experiences and the community that they deserve. That's what it's all about. So we do that in a couple of different ways. Let's talk first about the things we do directly for autistic people and their families. Awesome is the home to a small team of mental health therapists. We do not provide intervention services for autism, but we do care very much about the intersection between autism and mental health. We got to take care of our mental health just like autistic people do. We have programs for information and referrals. Let's say you're looking for a certain type of service, or rather, you have a question or a challenge or a problem that you're not sure how to address, mm-hmm. you can call us and we'll tell you not just what we think, but what other autistic members of the community think, so that you can hear about what kind of good experiences people have with all kinds of different community providers. We provide camps and community programs that are just about social exposure, being out in the community, being able to be fully supported while you try new things and broaden your horizons. We have conferences and workshops and support groups on all different kinds of topics for all different members of this community. You can trust that this is an organization that's going to take mm-hmm. good care of you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, our other job, Shaletta, what might be the biggest job of all is to be out here trying to make Minnesota the best place for autistic and disabled people to live. And that means working really hard to come to great understanding and collaboration with legislators so that we can change policies that help make things more fair and accessible. And, you know, we need people's stories to do that. We need more people to come and, if nothing else, just share with us the things that have been successful or challenging for them, because we turn right around and march up to the Capitol and make sure that people know the stories of our community. We also are out here training, Shaletta. I will train anybody that will listen to us. If you are a business, we can train you to help be more inclusive of your employees, or how to understand people who might be parents of autistic children like Shaletta is. If you are an emergency responder or a doctor or a nurse and you might recognize autism, but you don't necessarily know the strategies to make them feel calm and safe, that's something we can help you with. If you're a teacher, we can talk to you and your colleagues about how to be on the cutting edge of inclusion in the classroom and how to make sure we're valuing our students and giving them lots of great opportunities to be included in the school community. So, Shaletta, if you think it has to do with autism, we do it.
Yeah. And I just need to let you know that I keep running into people. I don't know if it's just folks are attracted to me or what's happening, but girl, I could be at Walmart. I could be walking down the streets of downtown Minneapolis. I could be in Cottage Grove and a parent will come up to me and say, you know what? I'm so happy that I moved here. I read your book. I saw your story. We followed you on social media. Somebody told me about some of the programs that they have in Minnesota, and we didn't have it in Texas or Louisiana or New Mexico or Arizona. And I talk to the governor all the time, and I want to tell you, too, I don't think you talk enough about the people who are moving to Minnesota with autistic children. Because of the work that you have done in the legislature, the work that you have done in community, the work that you have done with businesses, so that people are more inclusive of our children. You know, we just had an autism job fair on Wednesday afternoon over at Transitions Plus. Sean put it together, and you should have seen the companies, girl. We were beating them away because we didn't have enough room. And they wanted to come and hire these people with autism, adults and teens. And that is because of the work that you have done to erase the stigma. And I just have to say thank you for doing that.
Oh, Shaletta, everyone should know, and I think your listeners already do, but I'm going to tell them just in case. You are an incredible leader in our community. You're a leader as a mother and as a communications expert and a Black business owner, but you are also a leader in the autism advocacy space. That is a reflection of who we are at the Autism Society as well. There are autism societies around the United States. Our great colleagues who come from all over the country, they look up to us, and it's not something that we're competitive about, but we feel very proud that we often are really trying to innovate and to make Minnesota truly stand out as the leader that we want our community to be. And we think that inclusion that's for people with disabilities is a big part of the step towards being inclusive of everyone. So we know that we have a lot of allies out there. I just am grateful that you're helping them find us.
Yes, and you can find them tomorrow at The Rock in St. Louis Park. It's Steps for Autism. It kicks off at 9 a.m.